So I want to just thank everybody for being here. Let's just praise the Lord, because that's why we're here. You can have a $50,000 building or a $500 million building, but if you don't praise the God, what is it for, right? If you can't praise God, what is it for? So I just want to keep praise. Let's just praise the Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word that's going to come forth, Lord. We thank you for the breakthrough, Lord God. We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit in this house, not only in this house, but all over this town. Not only over this town, Lord, but over this state. We just thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your love. Right now, I just want everybody to open up their arms and then hug yourselves. And just hold yourself, because Jesus just said, tell my people that I love them. Tell my people that I love them. No matter what you're in, no matter what you've done, they are my people. Nothing can separate you from the love. Nothing can separate you from his love. So he just said, when you go up there, tell them how much I love them. Tell them that no matter what they're going through, no matter where they've been, I know where they're going. Because I have ordained their steps. The enemy cannot lie to them. His glory will shine through it. His word is truth. So, Lord, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for where you are taking us, Lord. I thank you for this adventure that we're on, Lord, that no matter what the enemy throws at us, Lord, that we know that you love us, Lord, and you're by our side. We just thank you, Lord. Amen. Woo! Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. As you can tell from the message today, as Pastor was going, and he's talking about deliverance from that religious spirit and how the enemy tries to put us in a box and has our mind all clouded on what things that we can't do and things we can do. It's almost like we limit God. We limit God in our life. We limit God for others because we are the light, and we're supposed to display that light to everybody. So as Pastor was speaking, the Lord had given me this word, and I like to just confirm everything that the pastor said, everything that I'm going to say is based on the word of God. So I want to start in Philemon. And I don't know if you guys have read this small little chapter, but it says so much. And the scripture says, Philemon 15, it says, for perhaps therefore departed for a season, that shall shouldest receive him forever. Not now as a servant, but above a servant. A brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee, or oweth thee aught, put that on my account. I, Paul, have written it with my own hand, and I will repay it. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. So basically, we have it right there. When I was reading this, the Lord just revealed to me is the same thing that has Paul is telling the people to take this. He's writing about a slave, a person that was in bondage, and he had all these things, and he was a servant, but the Apostle Paul is writing to the people to receive this man not only as no longer as a slave, but as a brother. And if he owes anything, he will repay it. That is the same thing that Jesus Christ does for us. He right now, he's sitting at that mercy seat. See, the mercy seat back in the day in the Old Testament, it was the Ark of the Covenant. Man had to go before the Lord, and that's when the Lord would meet man. It was a mercy seat. That's where we had to go and confess our sins. But now we have Jesus sitting in that mercy seat, interceding for us. So in that, he says, no matter what you've done, you're covered by the blood. If you believe in him, his grace is sufficient. As long as you believe in him, he prays for us. His blood shed the price for all that we've done and all that we will ever do. We are called unto him. He reconciles us by the blood. He reconciles us back into him, into his Father, which is God. So that was in my spirit. And I'm going to keep this short. Lord. I just feel the Holy Spirit so strong. Woo. Oh, yes, Lord. No matter what the enemy has thinks that you've done wrong, how he tries to discredit you, what the Lord is saying is no matter what, all that is paid for. No matter what situation you may try to contemplate in your head and what you've done, he's set you free. I was delivered this weekend. Let me just tell you. I got delivered this weekend. We had a conference, and I mean, I don't know. I just kind of put it into words. It was like the veil. You know how it says when you realize Jesus, the veil was ripped. I was so tied down under this religious spirit where, you know, I had to work at something and try my hardest to do something and just to get right with God. But what I realized this weekend was that if I rest in him, and you know what? The Lord had given me so many visions, because I'm a seer. Lord shows me things. And he had given me so many visions of me resting, and I couldn't get it. No matter how many times it had come to me, I just didn't get it. I didn't understand. I was so tied into this bondage, a bondage. I didn't know it was there. I thought, hey, I'm praying. Hey, I'm reading my word. Hey, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. By works. It's not by our works that approves us. It's not works of anything that you could ever do. It's by the faith and the love in your hearts. It was by the faith. Faith and the love. I was so, you know, I wake up in the morning. I was like, I had a schedule. I mean, it was this religious schedule. Let me tell you. I woke up in the morning. I was on my knees. And I was like, let me say this. Let me say that. Let me pray this. Let me pray that. I had this schedule going. Oh, I had this schedule down pat. You know, I did get a touch. I mean, I'm not going to get you wrong. You pray, you do get a touch. And I'm not saying not to pray. I'm not saying that. But it was the conditions of my heart. I was, in my heart and in my mind, I was thinking that I had to do this to be approved by God. But it wasn't that. And it wasn't that I was out doing anything wrong. But I was thinking in my heart and in my mind, I was thinking that I had to get on my knee and recite these prayers a certain way and give my heart out a certain way in order for God to receive me. But what happened this weekend, I just can't even, I mean, it was like this whole world just exploded. I felt the love of God, and I felt the love of God before, but I just felt it in such a different way, in a free way. A free way. It was just this gift that overcame me. And it's not by anything that I did different. I just believed. And I rested in his love. You have to rest in his love. And no matter what any person tells you, and here's one thing. You can't listen to what man says, but you got to listen to what God says. You have to listen to what God says, what he puts in your spirit, what he puts in your heart, because he gives you that new heart. As soon as you believe in God, he gives you a new heart. The desires of your heart, he puts there. So you got to believe in that. You got to follow that. You got to follow what he puts in your spirit. And no matter how the enemy tries to, I mean, the enemy's sly, man. He's been doing this so many years. He's been doing this so many years. And he has all these little tricks of the trade. You know, it's like, you know, we in construction world, you know, we got these guys that, you know, Jale Mexicano or whatever you want to call it, where, you know, use duct tape or they just do different shortcuts of doing things. He has all his little tricks too. The enemy has his tricks on how he gets you all tied up. And he gets you tied up in the word. He gets you so tied up in the word and not giving you what God really wants for you, the freedom. He wants us to walk in authority. He wants us to walk in love, abounding. His grace is sufficient for whatever you could ever ask for or imagine. All he wants is for you to believe. To believe and to receive and to walk in it. No matter what it is, no matter whatever you have your heart in your heart, just believe, and you will receive. And I mean, this story, you know, it just popped out when I had this revelation, and it talks, you know, when the Lord reveals to you, you know, I had never read this, but God led me to it, and I was just like, boom. Pastor asked me, do you have a word? I was like, yes, I do have a word. I was like, it just popped up, you know, when I just had that revelation, you know. I had somebody prayed for me, and it was just like, bam, it's there. No more religious spirit, no more having to be a certain way, nobody acting a certain way. You just, The more you have the light in you, the more you're going to walk in His light. The more you have the light in you, the more you're not going to worry about anything else. The more you have His love in you, the more you're going to display His love. The more you have His faith, the more you're going to give out faith to others. So that's how we have to walk. We have to walk in that authority. We have to walk in that love. We have to walk in that faith. We have to just receive the light. I used to pray. I was like, Lord, give me your light. Give me your light. Let your light shine upon me. You know, and I thought I had to be this certain way just to receive Him. But that's a lie. Amen. It's a lie. So I just want to bless you all, encourage you all. Don't get tied up into this religious spirit. Have freedom. If you get that little thought in your head to jump up and shout and dance or to clap or to give thanks or praise, I mean, just let it go. Flow in it. Flow in it. Let the Holy Spirit just flow out of you. Just move with the Holy Spirit. Just move with the Holy Spirit. Be open to the Holy Spirit. You know, the other day I was at the gas station, right? And, doing my own business. I was in a rush and trying to get this, trying to get that. And I jump out of my truck and I'm at a pump. And I see this car, and I hear a little voice. And it says, I heard the Lord say, go give her gas money. And I was like, huh? So I run into the store, I get my drink, and I walk up, and I get back in my truck. I even turn it on. And then the Lord says, I said, go give her gas money. And I was like, oh, okay, Lord. And there was no one there, right? As soon as I got out of my truck, I shoot you not. 8 cars pulled up on each side, and I mean, there's a bunch of guys, and there was a woman and her daughter. So I was like, man, this is going to be tough. You know, I don't want her to approach her. She had all her windows up. You could tell she was, like, trying to ignore, because I was, like, walking. I passed by the car when I heard God's voice. I was like, I know it's God, but, you know, what if I start second-guessing myself? I walked by, and I wanted to see if she gave me one little sign. I wanted a sign, you know, like, she going to look up or, you know, she going to, no, she kept her head down. She was looking at her cell phone and she kept her head down. And so I was like, nah, that was just the enemy or something, you know, trying to persuade me. Yeah, you know, I was like, nah. So I was like, okay, I'm going to walk by her one more time. If she responds or looks up or anything, you know, just so I could, you know, a doorway, you know, just even if she looks up, I'll be like, you know, or something. But she didn't do that. So I jumped back into my truck, and I'm like, okay, I'm taking off. And God said, no, get down and go ask her. So I said, all right, I'm going, Lord. And I started sweating. I was just like, I was nervous. And that's not my, you know, come on. I used to go and be able to talk to anybody. You know, you're out doing your thing. Oh, hey, what's up? No problem. But this time, it was so hard for me to do it. I don't know why. So I got down. I went up to her. I knocked on her window because she had all the windows up. And let me tell you, there was resistance. So she looked at me, and she was like, you know. So she rolls down her window, and I was like, I'm not trying to bother you. I'm not, no disrespect. I said, the Lord put it in my heart to come ask you if you needed gas money. She said, no. And I was like, okay, no. I heard his voice again. I said, no. Said, you need gas money. And then she just stayed and looked at me, and then she rolled down the window more. And then she said, you're right. I was looking at my bank account, and there was just nothing in there. And I don't know how I'm going to get home. So letting the whole point of this story is that you got to let the Holy Spirit flow. You can't put these limits in your mind. Not only here in church, but you got to apply it to every single aspect of our life. Every single aspect in your life. You gotta trust in God. You gotta believe in God, and you gotta flow. You gotta be open to the Holy Spirit. You can't just put Him in a box. You can't put Him in any kind of container. He's gonna use you. He's gonna use you. And the more light you have inside of you, the more you're gonna be open to freedom. It's all about freedom. It's all about, we put God in this little box and we just don't know how to live with Him almost. It's like we're so afraid, you know, just like Pastor was saying. It's like you don't want anybody seeing what you're looking on the TV, but God's right with you. He's the only one that matters. He's the only one that matters with, you know, what's going on. No one else is going to be with you when you're going to get judged. You know, you're the one, you know. And when you're with a Father, He knows everything. So just today, I just wanted to give that word to you. And as in the word, you know, it says, if he hath wronged thee or owe thee aught, put that on my account. And that's what Jesus did for us. Anything that we owe anybody or whatever sins we have done, it's on his account. So I just want to thank you. Receive that word. God bless you guys. We have up my brother Oscar's coming up.
All right. It's like a bull getting out of the corral. For everybody who doesn't know me, a.k.a. Chile Relleno. But you know, Daniel's right. Yesterday, God delivered myself and Daniel. And let me tell you, me and him are dressed this way because God says, I'm bringing change to the church. He said, it's not about the suit. It's about my power and my anointing. So I'm sorry for all the religious spirits out there. God said, we're going to be radical. So, you know, the thing is, like Daniel says in Pastor, you know, we got set free yesterday. There's a lot of things that man puts in your mind, puts in your heart. And I'm going to be radical right now. Here. God said to put this yellow bonnet. You know, what God told me today, he's going to invade churches. And the power of the Holy Spirit will make it fit. Fisher of men. Right? Yes. So I want to encourage her. You know, there's an excitement. Because you know why? This door is yours right here. How many are ready for their doors of blessings? I want to hear you. How many are ready for the doors of your blessings? I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to be very nice. I know there's a lot of scripture in the word, and I know we are the word. I stand on the word, and everything I preach to you is from him and not from me. But I'm going to tell you, God kept bringing me to change. Oh, thank you, Lord. Do me a favor, give me that bag. I'm not the quiet preacher, as you can see. David, come here. I need a volunteer. Okay. All right. I want you to carry that backpack for me, please. Put it on your bag. And the anointing is very strong right now. So tap into that. Don't let your mind get in the way. The Holy Spirit is very strong because you guys carry God in you. It's not me, it's not Daniel, it's not Pastor. We carry the anointing that I carry, you carry, and you carry, and you carry, and you carry. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Someone give me a shout right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to hear it again. Let the heavens hallelujah. Be heard. Ready? One, two, three. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is this backpack pretty heavy?
Yes.
Okay. The Lord said we carry baggage all the time. We carry baggage. And the reason we carry baggage, because why? Because sometimes we're our worst enemy. And you know what? Pastor's right. My message, I had it ready to go. And the Lord right there, as I'm there like a bull, you know, trying to get out. The Lord's like, I'm going to change your message. But God said, are you willing to be open? Are you going to be open to my will and not your will? Are you willing to do what I tell you? And God can do even more for you. But what happens, man gets his hand on it and gets in the way. God says, get out of the way. Let me do what I got to do. So let me tell you, walk from here to Daniel for me, please. Come on, give me some swag or something. Come on, baby, work it. Work that, baby. Work that. Work back. Come back. There's a message in this. Let me open that bag. No, you got to carry it. No, you're not. Carry. Come on, mama. Right there. Here you go.
I haven't done this in a while.
Come on, Mr. Powerlifter. Where are you at? Okay. God says, How many of us struggle with perfection? Perfection. God says, I'm doing away with perfection. So all of you don't know, you guys think everything has to be perfect. It's not. God just wants a willing vessel. God doesn't want perfection. And you know what? Perfection will cripple you because your standards are based on man's standards. God tells you, I am your standards. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. God says, how many of you struggle with anger? God says, I'm doing away with that anger. We know sometimes we get angry at God because we don't get what we want. But the Bible says, no, sometimes what you pray for, God doesn't answer you because he already knows the future. And actually, since the anointing is hitting me so much, all these that I'm going to tell you about has to do with rejection. God said, I'm doing, the breaker's anointing is here today. God said, I'm going to break for good that spirit of rejection. He's going to come from the root and pull it out, pull that weed out of your lives so you can start walking on your purpose, so you can start working in your destiny, your prophetic destiny. God is tired of his people staying on the sideline. God says, I want you to start to play for my team, not the devil's team. Wow, thank you, Lord. How many have all of us who struggle with bitterness? Oh, I can't believe so-and-so got blessed today. How come I don't get blessed? Oh, look at her. She says she doesn't have money, but look, she just bought herself a brand new purse. Right? How many of us are like that? You don't have to raise hands, you know. We're in church. God sees you. God knows who you are. God says, I don't condemn you, so don't condemn yourselves. Wow, thank you, Lord. Excuse me for a moment. Such a refreshing, right, Pastor? I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited. There's an excitement in the spirit. There's an excitement. I don't know about you guys, but if you're not excited, I'm excited for you. Because God's ready to raise up his army. Who's ready to be part of God's army? Huh? Who's ready to pick up that cross and follow him? And let me tell you something. Every time I tell you, it's scripture, baby. But God says, the pulpit is there, and we have the word. But let me tell you something. I feel such an electrifying electricity going through this sanctuary. You know why? Because he's Jehovah Jireh. He's your provider. He's a God of healing. He's a God of prosperity. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. And we just go back, baby. Come on. How many have fear? How many struggle with fear? And let me tell you something. Everything that we do right now as a man of the house here under pastor, I give God all the glory for this. I don't give myself any credit. Any credit. Because without him, we're nothing. So God said, I'm going to do away with that spirit of fear. There's so many people here that are fearful and don't want to get out of the boat like Peter did. Why? Because fear creeps in and hinders their walk with God. So God said, I'm doing away with fear. I'm doing away with fear. Can I get an amen right here? I said, can I get an amen? Let's rock the heavenlies right now. Because right now, the heavenlies are opening up for all of you. And all of your blessings are coming through. Wow. Wow. Right now, depression. God says, my people will not struggle with it anymore. Depression will make you eat and put food as your God instead of your creator. God says, I am doing away with depression, says God, for good, with a period and an exclamation point, says the Spirit of God, in Jesus' mighty name. And I'm sorry, but you know what? When we're God, when we're here for God, we're radical and we're crazy. And you know what? People will always talk about you, but God says, please me and not man. Can I get an amen? Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a glory to God? Can I get an Alpha and Omega? Oh, yes, baby. Everybody, come on, stand up. Stand up. All right. God says, whose day is today? What does it say? It's your day. God says, I am stripping you of the junk. I am stripping you of the old, and I'm bringing the new, says the Spirit of the living God. God says, who wants to be light like a balloon? Who wants to be light for your balloon? I want you to tell your neighbor, it is my day. Tell your neighbor behind you, it is my day. I am taking everything with me. I want you to say right now, devil, I'm taking everything back by force. I'm bringing my family. I'm bringing my sons, my daughters, that straight away. And you're bringing them back. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want y'all to give a shout out. Get the chauffeur ready. Blow the chauffeur for me, please. Yes. Oh, no. Come on. The Spurs games gets better shots than this. I want you to give you a shout out. You ready? One, two, three. There you go. Praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Keep blowing. Keep blowing. Right now, lift your hands up. We're going to fill those empty rooms right now. Every room, if you struggle with that, I know because God showed me, we all struggle, even myself. We're not any better. We don't walk in perfection. We all have faults. But you know, God says, I don't look at your imperfections. I look at your heart. Amen. Are you willing? Are you open? And like yesterday, are you available? How many of you want to be set free today?
Yeah.
I said, how many of you want to be set free? I'm telling you right now, the anointing is strong. God said, today I'm breaking marriages that are right now on the verge of divorce. God said, I'm breaking depression. I'm breaking rejection. I'm breaking condemnation. I'm breaking fear. I'm breaking doubt, says God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm breaking the spirit of poverty. In Jesus' mighty name. So everybody lift up your hands. Wow. Do me a favor. Close your eyes. Your mind gets in the way. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. I want you to envision right now, you're at the beach. And you're going to submerge and marinate down the water because you're going to submerge in the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to touch you. I'm not going to do nothing with you. God is doing it for you. Every mountain that has come into your life, speak to that mountain right now in your spirit. God knows your heart. Wow. The fire of God is coming. Fire. Fire. Wow. Thank you, Lord.
As you continue to envision your mountain, the presence of God is calming and soothing, but don't forget that the presence of God comes in to overtake. He comes in to overtake the things that have overtaken your mind, is overtaking your inheritance, is overtaking your promise. You see, the first battle that the Israelites ever had to fight, it wasn't even their battle. When they entered into the promised land, God fought the battle for them. All they had to do was be obedient, to shout when he said shout, and to break the lamp so that the light could shine forth. How are the walls going to come down unless you shout? See, we got to break that mindset that maybe the enemy has come in to steal some of the things of your life. But the thing is that what the enemy takes from you, the Bible says he has to restore to you seven times more. Whatever he has broken, guess what? You make the devil come back and fix it. You have the authority that Jesus Christ has given you by the shed blood of the Lamb. Whatever's been taken away from you is coming back to you. It ain't coming back the same way. It's coming back with interest. More than what originally started out to be. Interest. You can just count it as it was just a savings account on your behalf. Because when he brings it back with more. You don't go back to the same position where you once were. The Bible says he takes you from glory to glory. Your latter glory is greater than your former glory. The latter rains are fresher and more than the former rains. See, what I'm trying to tell you, you're in that new season. And God has stripped you of all the old junk to make you light in his presence. So that you can enjoy your inheritance, you can enjoy your promise, and you can enjoy your freedom in God. In God. Jesus carried the burden of this whole world. All the sins of this world. Not those that just believed in him, but all the sins of the world. Jesus took it to the cross. And when he took it to the cross, he took everything you struggled with, everything that has come against you. He even bore all of your sickness, your disease, the iniquities of your forefathers. Let me explain that to you. The iniquities of your forefathers, many of y'all don't understand why you suffer what you suffer with. It's because of what your forefathers, in other words, granddaddy, grandmama, all the way down to 3 and 4 generations, did something. Thank you, Jesus. Some of them were even connected to cults. Some of them were connected into witchcraft. Some of them were connected into the masonry. See, I'm trying to tell you something. You are suffering sometimes because of the iniquities of your forefathers. But when Jesus went to the cross and they gave him the hyssop, what he did was break every generational curse off of your life. Now I speak into your body and into your lineage that everything that your forefathers have ever done, whether you know it or do not know, it is broken off of your lineage. In Jesus' mighty name. When they put the thorns on the head of Jesus, it redeemed you from the curse that was placed on Adam in the garden, that thorns and thistles would grow. And when they put the thorns on his head, the moment it pierced the head of Jesus, your toil, your labor, and your curse was done away with. You no longer have to work for it. All you've got to do is just walk in it, because it's already yours. When they pierced the side of Jesus, watch this. They pierced the side of the Savior. Blood and water came forth. And when blood and water came forth, cleansing and healing was released to you. What was released was the divinity of God into your life. And when he gave up his spirit unto the Father, he said, "It is finished." Your mentality of doing the works is finished. For you to have to do anything to prove that you love him is finished. Anything that you feel like you got to do to be performing for God is finished. He did it all on the cross. Everything. And we go around thinking, "I just got to wait on the Lord." No, you do not wait on the Lord. What are you waiting for something to manifest when it's already been here for you all along? All you got to do is, "I believe, I speak it, and I receive it." That's it. Oh, thank you. I heard that religious spirit wants to come back. No. I'm not talking to you just about money. I'm talking to you about your life. Hallelujah. If you ever felt like you were left alone and you couldn't make it, that's called abandonment. And that spirit tries to come in. God says, "I already paid that on the cross for you.
The enemy is just making you feel like you're inadequate to receive. It was never about your works anyhow. It's always about what he already did on the cross. He did it. Now watch this. When they put Jesus in the tomb, he didn't ascend to the Father. He went down to hell. And he took the keys. He took the keys to hell, death, and the grave. In other words, as long as you believe, you're not going to that place that's been locked up.
Hallelujah.
It's been locked up. You're not going in there. Now, because you believe, death doesn't reign over your life.
Hallelujah.
Death does not reign over your life. Because he locked it up.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't understand? You will never die. Never die. Y'all looking at what we got to die. No. When I look at you, I'm not looking at you. You know how I look at you? Close your eyes. Spirit. Your flesh is just the covering that God put on Adam and Eve because they sinned. Then he said, let's just make it a little bit more interesting. They will never, ever experience death in their spirit. Because when Jesus came on the cross, he took the keys from death. And you will live eternally in him. Oh, yeah. This thing right here. Let me help some of y'all. Don't worry about going to Jenny Craig or all that just because you want to shed some pounds. You know, it's only temporary anyhow. So while you enjoy yourself, because he gave you freedom and he gave you life and he gave it more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
Now, he didn't just take the keys from hell, death, but he also took it from the grave. When he took it from the grave, he says, I'm not going to have my people feel like they're buried in their sorrows and feel like the coffin's been shut on them because I took the keys and I locked it up. One of the things I'm trying to tell you is he has loosed you into your destiny and you walk in freedom.
Yes.
Nothing to do about anything else but what Jesus already did.
Hallelujah.
It's always about Jesus finishing what he started.
Hallelujah.
Now, if he's Alpha and Omega, he knows the end from your beginning. You may have started out one way, but he knows on what path you must walk to get to the desired end. The trick of the enemy is to try to get you off that path. But he loves you so much that he'll walk right with you on that path. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And he'll never bring judgment on you because he loves you that much. He'll walk with you. The Bible says that his rod and his staff shall comfort me all the days of my life. You may walk through the valley of death, but he took the keys. He locked it. That's why it's called a shadow. It's only a remnant of something from behind you. Because the only thing that stands in front of you is Jesus saying, come. 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 Don't let the enemy and his fallen angels lie to you that you can't experience his blessing. Because Jesus paid the price. And I give it all to my children. I don't give them sickness. I don't give them heartache. I don't give them pain. I give them love, joy, and acceptance. Because the loving Father loves you right where you're at. The devil lies to you and says you're never coming out of your bondage. He says if you just look around you, You're free because of my blood. You're free because of my blood. I have done away with cancer. I've done away with diabetes. I've done away with migraine headaches. I've done away with every lying spirit that lies to your body. I've done away with shingles. I've done away, oh my God, I've done away with arthritis. I've done away with schizophrenia. I've done away with everything that comes against God. I paid the price for you. Receive my blessing. Receive my blessing. It's about Jesus. Jesus, thank you for what you've already done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you know that God is speaking to you, get to his altar and let us anoint you with oil and pray that this will never come back to you again.